RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthy, stay healthy with nutritional consultant Michael Schwartz. It's time for The Healthy Self.
Are you dealing with cancer? If so, would you like to know what it means symbolically in terms of the part of your body that's affected? Here's the deal. Every part of the body has a symbolic or energetic value. And to help you understand the whole concept of symbols, which is a language that I use all the time, and actually so do you, but you may not think of it that way. You see, your mind is always talking to you, giving you guidance, and it does so in a very personal language, your personal language called symbols, because that's how your mind talks to you. It shows you things. It gives you direction in dreams. It gives you direction when you lose your wallet, lose your keys, break this, lost that, break this, hurt that, get a condition. All of those are symbolic forms of communication. And when they manifest in the body, it tells you specifically exactly where the conflict lies in your subconscious mind. Here's an example. One of the leading causes of cancer deaths is breast cancer. And when you deal with breast cancer, the concepts there revolve around the role of a female. Even though men are now developing breast cancer in record numbers, and that's because of the diet and the chemicals within, but breasts for women are different because they're more of an identity than they are for men. So whenever there's breast cancer, it's because the woman is either angry, frustrated, resentment, or feels guilty for either not manifesting the roles that she thinks she should, or living up to the expectations of what her partner thinks she should be. So you can begin to see immediately that there could be conflict there in the role of the female and how that woman is supposed to be in her relationships. This is why it's so vital to understand your think you should be in every given situation. To that end, I always tell women, write down what you think your role is as a mom, a mother. Well, a mom and a mother is one and the same. A grandmother, a sister, a wife, a girlfriend, an aunt, a niece. Each one of those has a different definition. If you're a guy, same thing. Write down your role of a male. In fact, if you're in a relationship and your wife has breast cancer, write down your concepts as to what you think a woman is, because it is your concepts along with hers that have created the situation. For men, prostate cancer is an issue. And what is the prostate? You know, and it's interesting because we have them, women don't. So the prostate gland is tied into expression on some level. So now, if you're dealing with prostate cancer, you have to do the same thing. What is the role of a male, a father, a husband, a son, a brother, an uncle, a cousin, whatever? What are your concepts dealing with that role? Tied into that role is your expression of manhood. I use that term, however, it does apply to both males and females. Because if you go back to Genesis, you see that we are both created in the image of God, male and female. So there's real no separation of genders. One is not better than the other. We are both equal. So when it comes to the male and that expression of manhood, how is it that you're expressing yourself? Where do you feel you're being hindered? Where do you feel you're not expressing? Why are you not expressing? So these are some of the things that you must ask yourself in order to understand why there's an emotional conflict in the area of male expression, because part of the prostate is designed to help in terms of creating offspring. So there's another, and offspring are a direct reflection, direct, of your expression, because you prove with children you have the ability to bring forth life. So examine that. Another area of cancer is stomach cancer. In this case, I would have you question what's going on in your life. And by the way, this is not an overnight deal. You know, you don't catch cancer, you create it. And it takes years to create it. So with stomach cancer, like every other cancer, these emotional energies have been at work for some length of time. Depending upon the situation, will determine how quickly things manifest. What's going on that you can't stomach? What's being presented that may be an imposition that is so alien to your belief system that you can't digest it, you can't work with it, you can't live with it, you can't stomach it? You know, I had a friend, and I was at a trade show years ago, and they told me what was going on. They said, you know, look, I'm having black bowels, and I don't feel that well. My first thought to them was, you've got an internal ulcer brewing. Best thing you can do for yourself, go and get yourself a some cayenne pepper, put it in a glass of warm water, and drink it, just in case you're having a peptic or duodenal ulcer, or it's somewhere in the upper part of your GI tract. And this is something that I once learned from Dr. John Christopher, one of our industry, the health food industry's greatest herbalist way back when. And lo and behold, in the middle of the night, I got a phone call from my friend's daughter who said, you know, mom is in the hospital and she's getting blood transfusions. They found an ulcer, but we could never find any cayenne to stop it. You see, your body will tell you what's going on, but you have to pay attention. You literally have to have eyes to see and ears to hear. You've got to learn to listen to yourself and examine everything that's going on, especially your diet, especially your attitudes about this, that, and the other, because all of those will work against you. Another place that, and I know we're running out of time, so I'll go very quickly. Another place that people have cancer is colon cancer, colorectal cancer. For people that have that kind of a situation, the anger is tied into holding on to the past. Whenever there's anything in the colon, the rectum, constipation, diarrhea, it's because the individual is holding on to the past and is unwilling to let go. And what all of this teaches is that if you are unwilling to let go of that which is harmful and detrimental, you could end up killing yourself. So obviously, that's not what you want to do. So take a look at where you're dealing with cancer. And if you want some more information about the symbology of the body, take a look at my books on innerhealthbooks.com. Because there is my disease symbology handbook where I get in depth with cancer along with every other disease and give you the symbolic significance of everything from your hair to your toes and everything in between. I also examine accidents and things of that nature. Remember, the more you know, the more you grow. You've been listening to Michael Schwartz. We are on RadioMD.com. So take the information, work with it, and above all, stay healthy.